lot of people just come in here on their lunch break and kill time.
I could spend all day here.
And I'll play probably 50 guitars before I walk out here.
There is no place I've ever seen like it, ever.
I mean, there's not another elderly anywhere.
Well, if you strum, pick, or fiddle, chances are you've come across Lansing's elderly instruments. Michigan's home to new, vintage, used guitars, mandolins, ukuleles, violins, stringed instruments of every type. It is a mecca to musicians of all descriptions. Peter Worf is here. Peter is executive producer and station manager here. Peter is here to tell us a little more about Elderly in this documentary. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Joe. As you probably know, the word elderly is sort of like a password among string musicians in Michigan and worldwide.
It really is. Someone new to the community, it took me a very short time to figure out elderly.
That's right. That means elderly instruments, one of Lansing's great treasures, where you can find acoustic guitars, banjos, ukuleles, fiddles, electric guitars, amps of all shapes and sizes. It's all there. The phrase kid in a candy store, you'll hear all the time. You can just go crazy in there as a musician and spend all day for a week and just not see or certainly play everything. And that's one of the beautiful things about elderly is any instrument you can just sort of take down off the wall and play as long as you want. I had the chance to speak with Bob Albers, who's here at MSU, a senior video specialist, and he made the 2012 documentary, Elderly Instruments, All Things Strings, which has just been released now on DVD. And when we spoke, we started off with Bob recalling his early days in Lansing and himself, a guitarist, classical guitarist, looking for a new instrument.
Of course, when I got here, I looked for a music store. And I had a kind of a sort of a not very good guitar. I'd been through a bunch of instruments over my performing and teaching career. And I was looking for a good instrument as well. And so I went there and I was just totally blown away. Mm-hmm. It's a magical place. And I resonate with it because I was a musician and I still am a musician. In fact, this morning before I came here, I was working on this little waltz by Antonio Lauro. I play classical guitar. And everybody plays it not like a waltz. And so I got trapped into that too. So I was working on it today, trying to actually put the waltz rhythm into it. So, I mean, that has nothing to do with elderly, except it does really, because I bought the guitar I was playing while I was working on the film at Elderly.
Are these the types of instruments that you could find in, many types of guitar stores that you would walk into, or is it something that might be a little more specialized that you'd find at a place like Elderly?
They have everything.
Yeah.
And they have, almost any kind of instrument that you would want, you could find. The two that I settled on because I did what you're able to do at Elderly, which is I picked up every single one they had on the floor. I played them all. I compared them. Nobody came and asked me what the heck I was doing. And I got thrilled with the sound of both of these instruments at different times.
That's a notion that's made very clear through your documentary, is that anyone can come in and play anything. We see a shot of a $7,500 Gibson guitar, expensive Martin guitars, other instruments. Somebody in the documentary says you would never see one just hanging out there in another store, these types of instruments, just hanging on the wall for you to pick up.
It's true. You might see it hanging on the wall, but it would be up too high for you to reach it.
Tags at 20,000, 10,000, 120,000. Yeah, that's not uncommon for in here. There's 250,000 over there, I know.
So that is one of the great traits of Elderly, is that you can go in there, and they have probably thousands of instruments on the floor. Maybe it's hundreds. I don't know. I never bothered to count it.
But, right.
And then another, multiply that by 25 or 50 behind the scenes. But all the ones that are out, you can pick up any one of them at any time. And the ones that are out range from, a couple of hundred bucks to 15,000 or so.
Stan Werben is the owner of Elderly Instruments. He gives us a really fun office tour with everything from a Tiny Tim bobblehead to an ash urn with the label on it, Ashes of Problem Employees.
Yeah.
He's quite a character.
He is. He's a terrific man and a terrific businessman. He's a musician, and I think he thinks of himself primarily as a businessman, but clearly a businessman who loves music.
The concept of that my partner and I had when we first started the store back in 1972, which is that we wanted to have a music store that we would like to come into, that we enjoyed walking through the door, and that where we'd be able to try the instruments, which is not always true at all music stores these days, and it was much less true in those days that you could actually try instruments off the wall without having somebody hover over you and hand you the instrument and so on.
The first time I went into his office, I thought, oh, this is it. This is where the whole spirit of the store comes from. Because if you look around, there's just, I mean, at first glance, it looks like there's a lot of junk around. And maybe that's true, but it's stuff that fits with the theme of elderly and the spirit of elderly, the two things that you mentioned, and instruments in all stages of repair or disrepair, things hanging on the wall that you would never expect to see. It's wonderful. This office is
chaotic. It is, and I loved that box. I had to point this one out because it made me laugh out loud while I was watching the film. The box of what they called tone balls, that sort of flotsam and jetsam that gathers inside the guitar over the years, lint, cigarette ashes, and they had these on display almost like a butterfly collection.
It does look that way. It is behind glass. It hangs on the wall. It's in the place they call the bro counter, and the bro counter is a place where you come and lay your instrument down if you need it worked on. And so hundreds and thousands of people over the years have brought their instruments in to be worked on, and they clean them. Mm-hmm. And when they clean them, if it's worth keeping, they keep it. So you're right.
You guys have seen our tone ball collection? These are all conglomerations of lint and debris that comes out of vintage instruments. And they're all labeled here as to what instrument they came out of. There's some real good ones in there. Like, this actually came out of Ted Nugent's guitar, right. Number one. All right. So, anyway.
I was kind of blown away by that, too, when they showed it to us.
I'm talking with Bob Albers, the senior video specialist at Michigan State University's College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences, producer and director of the documentary Elderly Instruments, All Things Strings, now available, recently available on DVD. We get a great sampling of the music that's typically heard inside of the store every day. Texas swing bands, hot club style, bluegrass music. You're a classical musician. You can buy instruments that are suitable for so many styles of music. And this is also discussed as a contributor to the, I was going to say national, but international reputation of the store. Can you talk about that?
Well, I can give you an example of the international reputation of Elderly. I was in London a few years ago on a documentary, teaching a overseas study class in documentary. And I went into, I was walking down the street and I saw this guitar, a picture of a guitar up on a sign. And I thought, man, I should go into that. And it turned out it was called Ivor Morant's Guitar Store. And it was not an Elderly Instruments store because all the instruments, which were very expensive, were behind glass. But I went in there and I got to talking to the clerk. I wanted to try an instrument. And he said, what do you do? I said, well, I was a musician, but now I make documentary films. And he said, what are you working on now? And I said, I'm working on a film about a music store in Lansing, Michigan, and he goes, Elderly Instruments. Yeah. So here's a guy in London in a guitar store. He knows it, and I think people all over the world do. I mean, in the documentary, we have two guys from Czechoslovakia who can barely say elderly, but they know it, and they went, and they came specifically to elderly because elderly has wonderful mandolins. The fellow was a mandolin maker. The two guys were a mandolin maker and his buddy, who one of them played well and one of them made them. And so they were there to see the wonderful instruments that elderly had. So people know about it all over the world.
Český republiky from Czech Republic.
Yeah, it's greatest. I can say it's greatest, but I can't say elderly.
I really enjoyed some of the bands that I mentioned before, the many different styles. One was called the Rhythm Club, a duo of that sort of gypsy hot club style of guitar and not violin like the great Stefan Grappelli, but cello, which was a wonderful flavor, and a singer as well. Can you tell me about the Rhythm Club?
The leader of the Rhythm Club is Rob Bourassa, who's a fantastic guitar player. And I apologize, I can't think of the names of the other two players. It's a cellist, a real sort of hippie-looking cellist with great facial expressions. I mean, their music is wonderful, but also seeing them is wonderful.
That's right.
And then a delightful young female singer.
Wonderful stuff. I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Yeah.
We met Rob first because he was doing a workshop, and then talked to him about, and we have that workshop in the film as well, but we talked to him about would he be willing to perform, and he said, yeah, we're coming back down there. So he did and brought his friends. And they are just wonderful, just terrific musicians. We've on message boards around the country, once the film was broadcast, people have reacted to that group in particular, because I think they really are virtuosic and special.
Bob, you're the producer and director and writer of this documentary, All Things Strings. But as we mentioned at the beginning of this interview, you're also a guitarist, a musician. What was the greatest joy for you about making the film as a musician at Elderly Instruments?
Anytime that I am around really good musicians, that's a thrill, an absolute thrill. And over my career, I've really been blessed. I've worked with Itzhak Perlman and Isaac Stern and Janos Starker, Wynton Marsalis, the Juilliard String Quartet, the Beaux-Arts Trio. And, you know, I'm a musician, but I'm not really a musician, not like those people are. So getting to be around those kinds of people is very special. Now probably the people that we meet in that film about elderly are not quite at the level of those people, but they're very, very good musicians, and that was a thrill.
Bob Albers is Senior Video Specialist at Michigan State University's College of Communication Arts and Sciences, Director and Producer of Elderly Instruments, All Things Strings. That's now available at Elderly Instruments' website at elderly.com. Bob, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Peter. It was fun.
For Current State, I'm Peter Wharf.
Hair black is cold.